This is Wade Ranthke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Spotify has been sued for copyright infringement in a case that accuses it of failing to properly license songwriting rights in the U.S. Suit highlights an escalating fight over the complex system of royalties for online music. David Lowery, the leader of the rock band Cracker and Camper Van Beethoven, and an outspoken advocate for musicians' rights in the digital age, filed the suit in federal court in California. Philadelphia Land Bank, a recently created city program, will help sift through a labyrinth of records on 32,000 vacant and abandoned lots and make them available for sale and development. But some neighborhood residents and activists in Philly worry that developers' efforts will lead to higher taxes and gentrification, forcing out longtime homeowners. Survey found that Donald Trump is popular among the less affluent and less educated, while the strongest supporters are self-identified Republicans who are nonetheless registered as Democrats. Data released by the IRS shows that the tax rates on the income of America's 400 wealthiest taxpayers rose sharply to 22.9% in 2013, erasing a majority of the last two decades' decline in their effective tax rate. Reason: two laws championed by President Obama took effect in 2013, raising tax rates on high earners and limiting the value of tax deductions that they are entitled to take. Study of 80,000 pregnancies found that the probability of a baby dying during birth or in its first month, though slight, was 2.4 times higher outside a hospital, casting a shadow on rising home births. Bill Cosby was charged with aggravated indecent assault by prosecutors in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Major Turkey's military operation to eradicate Kurdish militants in Turkey's restive southeast has turned dozens of urban districts into bloody battlefields, displacing hundreds of thousands of civilians and shattering hopes of reviving peace as an old war reaches its deadliest level in two decades. 200 militants and more than 150 civilians have been killed, according to human rights groups and local officials. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Ranthke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.